events in this field. The floor is yours.
In the name of God, Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as a representative of the Syrian and Chaldean Christians in the Iranian parliament, I serve my country not only as a member of parliament, but also in a prominent position as a supervisory representative in the Supreme Council of Architecture and Urban Planning. To achieve this post, 285 Muslim representatives placed their trust in me, a Christian, through the votes. I have now been serving in this position for the fifth consecutive year. One of the hallmarks of Iran's cultural and social diversity is the presence of various ethnic groups and religious minorities, which exemplifies national solidarity, unity, and cohesion. In Iran, everyone enjoys equal rights and access to resources. In some cases, positive discrimination is implemented to address the specific needs of religious minorities. The following are key measures taken in the domain of religious minority rights. In June 2024, an amendment to Article 24 of the Regulations on Non-Governmental Organizations mandated the Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance to support cultural, artistic, media, and religious activities of minorities across the country. Enhancement of the law, adding two articles to the Islamic Penal Code criminalizing violence and hate speech against Iranian ethnicities, divine religions, or Islamic sects. The free operation of approximately 300 churches, 16 synagogues, and about 78 Zoroastrian temples, with the restoration of 40 churches supported financially by the Cultural Heritage and Tourism Organization. Tax exemptions and special discounts on utility bills for religious places of worship, including synagogues, churches, and fire temples. Allocation of special budgets, such as funds provided by the Minister of Interior, to religious minority associations as positive discrimination. These funds have annually increased by 100%, amounting to a total of $2.5 million between 2020 and 2024. Organization of 376 gatherings, including religious ceremonies, in which national officials, such as the Supreme Leader, heads of the three branches of government, and other authorities participated to congratulate religious minorities on the celebrations. Special efforts have been made to honor the martyrs of religious minorities. For example, last year, a large-scale funeral ceremony was held for martyr Johnny Bet Oshana, a martyr of the Iran-Iraq War, attended by high-ranking officials and the public. Of issuance of 69 activity permits and working permits for foreign religious representatives, including cardinals, bishops, and priests in Iran. Operation of 56 associations, 28 for Zoroastrians, 15 for Armenians, 10 for Assyrians, and 3 for Jews, addressing religious, cultural, social, and welfare issues specific to religious minorities. Religious minorities use dedicated publications to raise awareness within their communities. Publication of 157 book titles by publishers belonging to religious minorities. Operation of 5 schools for Jewish students, 38 for Zoroastrians, and 54 Assyrians and Armenian Christians, offering education tailored to their native languages. Functioning of media institutions such as Alik, Arax, and Payman for Armenians, and Rush Assyrian, and Payam Assyrian for Assyrian Christians. Establishment of 9 specialized branches of dispute resolution councils dedicated to addressing personal status cases of religious minorities. A special branch for Zoroastrian cases was created in 2023 at the Tehran Zoroastrian Association. Regarding employment and related rights, I would like to emphasize that the religious minority community has been active in major investment projects in Iran. Minority investors are involved in various economic sectors, including livestock and poultry feed production, bitumen refineries, food and meat processing plants, international transportation companies, knowledge-based entrepreneurial firms, clothing manufacturing companies, insurance investment firms, and large import-export business in fields such as mobile phones, textiles, wooden products, and household appliances. They are also engaged in major contracting projects in construction infrastructure. These activities have been supported by the Islamic Republic of Iran. Thank you.